The following program was recorded at an earlier time.
This is Glorious Day, a program that grew from a vision.
A vision to support our brother and sister Christians.
And those who are still seeking Jesus.
By applying God's word to the everyday concerns and challenges that we all face today.
We are two local pastors who love Jesus.
And his people.
And he wants us to strengthen his disciples.
To get stronger, because God's promised revival is on the way.
Well, good evening, good morning, depending on when you're listening to Glorious Day. This is the program we want to help people get ready for the coming revival, and we're hitting on topics we think the Spirit of God wants us to get you edified on. This is Pastor David. I'm with my co-host,
Pastor Barry.
And we have a very special guest tonight, Jeff Williams, also known as J-Dub. And some of you will remember the J-Dub 561 show that was here at WCNO for a year or so, right, J-Dub?
Yeah, a little bit over a year, year and a half, something like that.
And man, it was a real blessing. We're hoping God's plan for salvation and human history in the future kind of hopes to swing back with that someday.
There you go.
Just our hope.
There you go.
So tonight, and the reason we have J-Dub with us is that our topic is Christianity as a journey of faith and discovery. And it's really more of a journey that God has planned out rather than us, although sometimes we like to get into the, God, I want to do my day timer today. And God says, well, you can try that, but I got a better plan. Yeah. So J-Dub has gone through several months on a special journey. I mean, listening to the Lord, doing what he says, was awesome in many ways, challenging in other ways. He's going to share more with us there. But first, I think the scripture that will serve as our the foundation from the word is from Luke 9, 1 through 6. And Pastor Barry will share that with us.
And he called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal. And he said to them, take nothing for your journey, no staff, nor bag, nor bread, nor money, and do not have two tunics. And whatever house you enter, stay there, and from there depart. And wherever they do not receive you, when you leave the town, shake off the dust from your feet as a testimony against them. And they departed and went through the villages, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
It certainly is, and a powerful word. And, you know, the disciples are a great example. We talk about what does it mean to be a Christian and follow Jesus? Well, here we have this template, because Jesus sends his disciples out. That's what we do in ministry. And we do it in the power of the Spirit, and we're serving the Lord, doing what he wants us to do. But it is a journey. And the disciples, you know, if you remember reading the Gospels, this is one story of what they were doing with Jesus, but this was one he sent them out. He didn't go with them.
No.
And it was, you know, they'll come back if you read the next, read on into the Gospel, the ninth chapter of Gospel of Luke, you will see their reports, which are extraordinary. But the between the lines you read, you know, they couldn't have possibly imagined everything that they would go through, the Spirit would lead them to do, until they came back with their story. And I don't believe, I'm going to just step out of faith and say, not a lot of pastors preach this, not a lot of churches go into this, that talking depth, the Christian journey as an experience, and what to expect, what not to expect, and basically to trust God, because we can't tell you everything to expect. But J-Dub has, again, just returned from setting out in a journey very much like these disciples. And so we asked him here to share his testimony about what God was doing in that the time he was on the journey. Yeah, not that he's off a journey now, but he's on a different one.
Yeah. You know, it's, I think, do we have it? Yeah, you have the word discovery in there. Man, that resonates so well. And I think your listeners need to hear that word discovery, because, you know, that's what this is all about. You know, you have a starting point. Guess what? We are all going to have an ending point.
Absolutely.
You know what? And along that path, if we're following Jesus, it's going to be constant discovery. And if you're honest with yourself, you'll discover what God wants to show you. And if you're not being honest, you're not being truthful, then you'll continue to go about oftentimes in the ruts, oftentimes mm-hmm. not appreciating what you consider to be a trial because you weren't honest with what you might have learned from that or what that situation revealed to you. So, yeah, man, I've been on a little bit of a journey here as of late. And
before you continue, just put everything in context or in a perspective.
Sure.
How long have you been walking with the Lord Jesus Christ?
Oh, sure. Gosh, math should be my strong point, but it's not. Let's see here. Well, I gave my life to the Lord when I was 16.
Okay.
All right. And I'm 45, so whatever that math is, a long time.
Well, it's a long time. Yeah, I can't do math either. We're both lost if we had to
there you go.
Answer math questions to get into heaven, right?
Yeah.
That's a good question, David, because if you could look back to that day that you accepted Christ and you were a brand new baby Christian and then fast forward to where you are now, can you share with us, you know, the discoveries that you've made? You know, what do you know now that you didn't know then?
Well, first of all, I have a little bit of a confession to make here. Okay, there's some sin in my heart right now. It's jealousy over your guys' radio voices. I do not have a radio voice.
You do. You have a fine voice.
No. You guys have that, you know, theatrical. Just comes from the depths, man. I'm like, gosh, I wish I had that, but I don't. So
it happens when you get older.
Well, let me just say in response to that, because God wants me to respond on the air. And say, you know, J-Dub, what you have in your delivery, and when you share the gospel, we talk about Jesus. There's an authenticity there.
Mm. Thank you.
That is from your heart. It's not from your head. And you know, here on at WCNO, anyway, you know, we want those are the powerful testimonies mm-hmm. from the heart. Mm-hmm. And you know, God's healing my voice that I'm able to have a little more of a radio voice. You know, but hey. If you can hear me talking in English, which is the only language I know and understand, that's good enough.
There you go, man.
So back to your journey.
16, yeah, from 16 to 45. Yeah. And the question was, ask me the question again.
What do you know now that you didn't know then? What have you discovered?
So radio, can you hear that?
I know, man.
Okay. What do I know now? Well, goodness gracious. I mean, you know, I got a degree in biblical studies, blah, 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 yada, 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 yada. But I think, even though I might have would have told you this, and I really hate to oversimplify, but I said it at the beginning, is this journey is constant discovery, and I never cease to be amazed about, wow, God, that's what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. And if we're diligent, if we're good students of the Word and of the Lord and of our faith, we're constantly trying to understand and live it out accurately and correctly. And sometimes we can get too much in our head about what that means.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Right.
You know? And as a young believer, I didn't have a head to get into. I love Jesus. And you know, you have this experience and it's bright, it's beautiful, it's euphoric. It's almost like you're on some type of drug or dope, or it was great. Yeah. You know, and not that I did many drugs as a young man, but I did a couple, you know.
Sure.
And alcohol and was intoxicated. And having this experience with a loving God who accepted me, received me, and told me, "You are enough," was phenomenal. It was euphoric. It was amazing. And I wanted just to go out and tell everybody about it. And I didn't know the nuts and bolts, and I didn't care because I had an encounter with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
His Holy Spirit came into my life and just opened my eyes. And so from that point, then you go into college and theology and trying to study and understand, and then you get a job at a church and you try to lead and follow the pastor, and you do all these things, and then there's production and, you know, quotas, and
it becomes a job.
Yeah.
Becomes so much that,
mm-hmm.
man, I'm going to say something maybe a little bit controversial, but it becomes so much that it's not. It's not those things. It's not scholastic. It's not productions and programs. It's not. And we know that at the core. We know it at the core, and we are afraid to admit that.
Can I comment on that?
You may.
I've come across people in my life as a clergyman that put a lot of stock in levels of education.
Mm-hmm.
Those little letters behind your name.
Yeah.
That sometimes they get to a point where that becomes their idol.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And develops pride.
Mm-hmm.
They're very prideful to announce that they've got their second PhD or perhaps mm-hmm. their third. Actually, in clergy world, it's not a PhD, it's an STD. That's a whole other story.
Sorry, folks.
Whoa.
It's true.
You got to be careful with acronyms, you know.
Yeah, it's an acronym. But the point I'm making is that they get so excited about this. And, J.W., you just talked about you were lit up when you were 16.
Yep.
You were lit up. And that's a Holy Spirit moment.
Yeah.
And that's knowing Jesus, not knowing mm-hmm. about mm-hmm. Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Big difference. Big difference. I'm not disparaging education, David.
No,
not at all.
But sometimes all the stuff that you're describing gets in the way.
Yeah.
And it becomes burdensome.
Yeah.
And as I'm saying this, I'm thinking of when Jesus was saying, "Come to me, you who are weary and burdened, I'll give you rest." He was talking to people who were being oppressed by their own religion.
Mm-hmm.
Which often
the religion got
happens,
so complicated that they no longer had that joy in their heart in worship. It was obligatory.
You know, I'm reminded right now as you say that of a scripture where Jesus says, you know, they ask him where he got his authority, but he says to them, you know, you guys know how to tell the signs of the sky.
Right.
You know how to read that, but you're scholars of the Word of God and you don't know what's going on here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If your listeners, if you're listening to this right now, please go look this passage up and think about it for 5 minutes. 5 minutes is a long time, especially in our reality.
Mm-hmm.
They were scholars of the Word of God, and they could not recognize the Messiah right in front of their face. And mm-hmm. that tells you that our head knowledge can get in the way. Now, Jesus was the master of head knowledge, and so was Paul.
Mm-hmm.
But they knew how to take that head knowledge and put it in its proper place in submission to Christ.
True. Amen. Amen. You having said that made me, and you mentioning education reminded me of several discussion groups I had in seminary, mm-hmm. Especially in the theological classes, where instead of focusing on what the Word of God was saying, digging in for the Spirit, everybody was trying to find a different imaginative way of discussing.
Yeah.
You know?
An
and it
angle.
Was all fluff.
Yeah.
And getting back to when you were speaking about your early journey, and it made me think, because we're moving into talking about your journey recently, but you got to remember, and I was putting you into the company of the apostles and the disciples on the day of Pentecost. Anybody who's listening who has met the Lord, no matter when you did, but you remember when you met Jesus,
mm-hmm.
it was an incredible,
mm-hmm.
There was an upwelling of joy that mm-hmm. you didn't know you could feel.
Yes.
There was a sense of hope and freedom,
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
And let's face it, in the very beginning, those apostles, the 12, well, there were 11, they had to elect Matthias because Judas was out of the running,
mm-hmm.
you know, but he was hanging around somewhere. But at any rate, sorry. But so they were complete in the Spirit. That was the day the church was born. But imagine how you felt when you first met Jesus. They felt the same way.
Sure.
They had no clue,
even
though they walked with Jesus for 3 years, but they had no clue what their life was going to be like.
Oh, yeah.
Yet we can see what it became as we read the book of Acts and Paul's letters, that it was certainly not something they'd put on their to-do list, and yet it was the best. Because the church, they were the ones carrying the message of the gospel into, in the Jewish world, but also for Paul, he was going to take it to the Gentiles. But so you were like them. I mean, you walked out on the street. You were excited. You had a sermon to preach. You're in the Spirit. And that began a journey that you continue today.
Yep.
So tell us about your recent journey. God called you to do some pretty radical things.
Yeah, so about that God called you stuff, let's unpack that a little
okay.
bit.
Okay, all right.
You know, I definitely don't want to over-spiritualize myself. Look, I'm a human being, and you know, my most recent journey, I want to back up before I talk about my walk in the wilderness,
okay,
if you will, so to speak.
Okay.
But, you know, my most recent journey that I'm on here is the house church.
Yeah.
Experience. And you know, that's been something that was actually stirring in my spirit since around 2017. But you know, I was deeply committed and involved in the traditional, you know, brick and mortar church.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the house church is kind of really where a lot of things changed, right? Because mm-hmm. it's a different dynamic. Excuse me. And and you know, You can have different approaches to it. You can meet at a house. You can meet, you know, at a outside courtyard or wherever you want to meet, right? And so sometimes, just because everybody's doing something or can't, we'd meet on Zoom,
right?
You know,
right.
For one reason or another.
Uh-huh.
And so, as a lot of things were happening in my life, my daughter getting married, and eventually my other daughter getting married, you know, me and my wife were just sitting around and you know, looking at some options, and you know, kind of said, hey, let's we're going to be empty nesters, you know, let's go see the world, you know, let's go see what's out there. But we also were committed to our house church, and so we had done the house church on Zoom several times for a couple of reasons, and we decided that, you know, we're going to look into going literally on the road, you know, get an RV and get a fifth wheel and do all that and see the world, and you know, still continue our house church journey via Zoom. And so that's what we ended up doing. And, you know, we were out there for about 6 months, you mm-hmm. know, on the road and in different places and meeting a lot of different people. And, you know, I'm going back to this word discovery.
Right. Yes. I knew that became an important theme.
This is an important theme.
That's
yeah. No doubt. So yeah, man. So we're out there and about and doing that, but you know, it's just when you go on a journey, you know, you don't always know where it's going to lead to, and I don't know where my journey is leading to yet. Okay, mm-hmm. It's taken me all kinds of places ever since I was 16 and I said yes, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, He's literally taken me all over, you know, and I've had the opportunity to be on national television, international television, and do all kinds of really cool things and meet all kinds of really cool people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been fun. That's been super fun and a blessing, because I all these things that I've done, I've always been sharing the gospel while I do them, you know, with the Christian hip hop and spoken word and stuff like that. But you know what? I mean, through all of it, you're just trying to be obedient the best you can in the circumstances that you're given. And sometimes those circumstances and that situation is a opportunity for a lesson. You know, sometimes the journey is an opportunity for a lesson. Sometimes it's really not about the journey or the destination. It's about what you are learning along the way.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so this most recent journey when we were on the road for about 6 months or so, I mean, we learned a lot of things. And you know, and some good, and God did some things. You know, the Bible says, you know, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away.
Mm-hmm.
And He did some giving, He did some taking, and you know, one of the things that I really learned out of the entire process was, you know, how much I thrive off of community. Because the one thing that, even though we had the house church on Zoom, mm-hmm. when we were, you know, RVing to different locations, you know, people would come and go at any spot. And so we really didn't have an opportunity to truly connect with people.
They're transient.
Yeah, they're transient. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when being there like that with so many transient people, I realized, wow, how much I thrive off of human contact mm-hmm. and community. And you know, before the show, I was talking that I'm taking a break off of Instagram for the entire year. And who knows, I might even do it longer. But, you know, part of that is I really just want to connect with people that I can physically connect with. I just want the human experience. And, you know, our society is so propped up on the social media, fake relationship. I got Facebook, you know, 1,500 friends. No, you don't.
No.
400 friends. No, you don't.
When was the last time you broke bread with them?
When's the last time you broke bread? That's what I'm talking about. If I can't break bread with you, I love you, no doubt. You know, we're cool, but that's not a relationship. Mm-hmm. And so I really, you know, I learned how much, man, those human relationships, the body of Christ, how important that is, how powerful it is, and how meaningful it is to our relationship with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And that community, man, that from my journey, that was the, I mean, it sounds so small, but when you've been isolated for 6 months, it's huge.
Yeah.
And we came back and I'm telling you, like, that our house church community just exploded in a good way.
Amen.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's a whole area of growing mm-hmm. now. House church has been around forever. I mean, in the first century before they could meet publicly, but. They're God is bringing them back up as to be along the side of the bricks and mortar approaches. And so, as a matter of fact, before we have about 6 minutes, 7 minutes before we're done, but Jay, I'm conferring with my partner over here, and God's just want us to ask you to stay for the next program.
Okay, great.
Because
can you do that?
Yeah, sure.
And okay. I don't have an entirely clear clue where he wants us to go, but he does. And so if you would... And it may be that we get back to talking about the home church model and whatever goes along with that and your own experiences there. I was, so if you could characterize this desert, you called it a wilderness journey.
Yeah, man.
And living in an RV
mm-hmm.
in some pretty neat places. I mean, you had some pretty, you showed me one picture there in the mountains of, what is it, North Carolina?
North Georgia.
North Georgia.
Yeah, Toccoa Falls.
I know it was north something,
but
there's some neat places up there. But you're in places that are very different for you and your family. And because of the differences, you know, God had an opportunity to reach you in ways maybe you wouldn't be open to. I don't know. But talk about that a little bit. What does different environment have to do with spiritual growth?
Sure. So, you know, to begin with, it was amazing, right? You got these beautiful mountains and this beautiful water and everything. But it was just so crazy that the learning just ended up being learning what I was losing, even though I was gaining this amazing scenery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was amazing. I'm not going to lie to you. It was beautiful. And then we had some other events that happened back here on the Hacienda because we were renting out our house, and you know, I'm not going to get into that, but
the vagaries of life.
We didn't have to, but we decided to come back because of that situation and stuff. But after the whole journey was over, it was just like, you know, the lesson God teaches us lessons. In my experience, oftentimes, you know, they're hard lessons. They're not mathematical. Here's the formula, J-Dub. Mm-hmm. You know, oh, that's the formula. Okay. You know,
got it. Yeah.
It's like you're going to have to go through some pain. You're going to go through some suffering. You're going to have to go through some loss to realize and discover what I want to teach you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of that discovery. If we as believers can realize, man, in the pain, God's teaching us a lesson,
mm-hmm.
maybe we won't be hesitant for the pain so much and be hesitant and just regret the situation. So right now somebody might have a really horrific situation that they're going through, and it's painful emotionally mm-hmm. and draining on your spirit, like to the point of, you know, alcohol and suicide and, mm-hmm. and depression and these things. But in that, God's teaching us something.
Yeah.
And it could be you need to get on your knees.
Mm-hmm.
And come back to me. It could be you need to take this situation or this person and get it out of your life. But whatever it is, as mature believers, because I got a painful situation in my life that I don't want to share right now, but it's painful. Mm-hmm. And I'm preaching to myself as I'm talking to this and saying, yeah, what's God trying to teach you right now through this?
Mm-hmm.
Because throughout, if I look back my life right now, every painful situation, he has taught me something. And so, if I'm being honest and transparent right now, in this other situation, in this area of my life, that's been, I can't even explain how painful it is to you.
Mm.
God's teaching me something.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm going to be mature and honest and discover, I need to discover and start journaling and asking, God, what are you teaching me here?
Amen.
You know, and it's not easy. I don't say that lightly. It's even as I say it to you, it's hard to. I don't want to say that. I don't want to share it. But that's the God honest truth.
Amen. I hear that because it resonates with my own life, and I think any believer,
sure,
who's been on a journey with the Lord for a while would have say, you know, I went through a spiritual journey and it was painful, but then God took me to a place of healing. And in fact, for our next session, because J-Dub is coming back, if you just tuned in, which is unfortunate because we're almost over, but we're going to talk about the spiritual journey and the aspect of suffering and the healing that comes from that. And again, we don't want you to talk about the issue you just mentioned. Obviously, that's personal.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone can relate to that.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, part of what I want to bring up in the next session is the fact, and it's really true, you know, that no spiritual growth comes unless you suffer.
Yeah.
You know?
That's good.
And we'll unpack that next time. But before we go, and our time is rapidly dwindling as the sand moves through the hourglass, you know, that kind of stuff. But brother, J-Dub, would you close us in prayer, please?
Yeah. Father God, we just thank God. We love you. Jesus, we love you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, we love you so much. I thank you for loving us so much, God. Mm. Let us realize, Lord Jesus, how much you love us, God. Let us hold that back nothing from you, Father. Just be transparent, be honest, be surrendered, God. Forgive us for our sins. Help us to seek your word, seek your truth, and share your gospel, your love, your life, and your light with others. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Wow. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me, brother.
Well, you're welcome. And we will bring you back, no expense spared, next week.
Sounds good.
Everybody, God bless you.
God bless. Join us again next Sunday at 5:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m.
Diving deep with us into God's holy word,
that we might all be encouraged, strengthened, edified,
and receive renewed hope that the Lord is on the move
and his perfect plan is unfolding in our time.